Hello. Good evening. 7 minutes past the hour of 9 p.m. on a Friday night here in the UK. And our music brought us in there this evening to remind you that we have a show and to let people know that we are here on this sad day, because it has been a sad day for the UK today, and indeed for all the nations of the world that would have respected Her Majesty's, the Queen's husband there, the Duke of Edinburgh. And we had a 2 minute silence there in respect of that gentleman. And I say a gentleman in the true sense of the word, because he was. And, you know, and that's the way I personally will remember him, because he's very much a gentleman. And, you know, in the UK, we have a thing known as the Duke of Edinburgh Award. And, you know, a lot of organisations were put in for that. And there was a lot of certificates listed under that award. Quite proud to have actually taken part in one of those, you know, and have a certificate there that is under that scheme. So that there you go. Right then, pardon me, we're going to get on with, I've got the hiccups now. We're going to get on with tonight's show and say hello to Chris. We've got 5-6 people in the call queue at the moment. 4 of those were screened already. Hi, yeah. Chris.
Welcome. I'm doing pretty good. I was just that when you put that moment in silence, I didn't know why you did that, but I remember that the prince husband passed away, so I'm sorry. I didn't know what you were doing, but now I know. So just rest in peace, and hopefully she'll be fine and cope, you know, and we give her condolences to her family and to everybody over there. So.
No, indeed. I think, you know, I mean, no matter how much we respect a person, you know, it's always there that anybody losing a person to spirit, you feel for them, you know. And whether you respect the royalty or not, it makes no difference. It's the fact that, you know, they're just human beings, the same as anybody else, you know. So that's the way I see it. You know. Okay.
And I like that song. I like that song that you played.
I found that for you, didn't I? Yeah. There's a story around that, because I had trouble that particular version there on the YouTube. And it wouldn't, I couldn't actually download it to edit it. And I thought, well, how am I going to do this? So I thought, well, I'll just put it on open record. And you can do that by using something called a PowerSoft on the internet. So if you've got a PowerSoft, you just basically use recording off your sound card. And I think he's done quite a good copy there. So there you go. We cheat, you see, we cheat. We have got the songs. We've got over 3,000 songs there in our archive. But You know, we do cheat occasionally because it's, you don't want to go sifting through 3,000 songs just to find one. Okay. Right, we're going to make a start. Holly, good evening.
Hi. Hello. How are you?
Hello.
Doing pretty good. So how are you doing today?
I'm okay. Whatever you pick up on is fine, unless you want a question.
Okay. I was going to ask you, did you send me a friend request, by the way?
Yeah, that was me.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure, because lately I've been scanning my friend requests because I've been getting random, you know, friend requests, unless if it's multiple friends or if you message me. So lucky enough, you know me, so... But now I know it's confirmed, so just thank you for letting me know. Okay, but anyway, let's see what we got for you here. Okay, so first of all, I just kind of feel like right now that you feel kind of just, I don't know what if I'm hearing right, but I heard like disappointed.
Yeah.
Or just kind of discouraged about something.
Yeah.
I've been told that you're vulnerable, and then you're in an area with unfamiliar territory. So you need to look at, don't let the fear get the best of you, and don't let your misguided sense feel that you're vulnerable or somehow negative with the condition that you're going through. So just know that you're in a different territory, so just don't let it get the best of you. And then I'm being told for you just to listen to your guides, your support system, and that you just need to just listen to the word. Listen beneath the words. Okay? And then for some reason, I was feeling like the song kind of like related to you. I don't remember the name of the song. Ride Like the Wind. There you go. You ride like the wind right now, that there's just so much going on that you're like at a fast pace of where the wind is just in your face. And you're just like, what do I do about, I got to go this way. So the wind is guiding you in what direction.
Yeah.
Where to go.
Because I'm not sure what to do.
And
yeah,
and that's why I guess the song, Ken, that's a good song. I'm glad you put that song, because I'm feeling with Holly, that's what she's feeling. It's like she's like against the wind. I don't know why I'm getting the east. I don't know if that's why I'm getting east of where you're at. I do feel that you probably do need to get a break or you need to breathe and try to get relaxation. And you might want to get some yoga to kind of like ease your, your annoying, being discouraged, and just be proud of who you are. When being told that Be Proud card came out for you. and then being told for you to work on chakra and start doing some readings for people.
I just did yesterday.
For you to trust. Okay, well, that's good. That's validation. The other thing I was told to tell you is that you need to forgive others. Okay. And just at the same time, forgive yourself. You can't, it's weird. I don't know why I'm saying this. You can't teach your dog old new tricks. So I don't know why.
I know why you're saying it. That's okay.
Yeah. Okay. Well, people are going to be people no matter what you do. Just give it time. And I'm being told, okay, that makes sense. He's being a stubborn ass. I'm being told just trying to have the patience for once. And I don't know why I'm seeing cancer right now. Not like cancer, but I'm seeing the sign of cancer.
Oh.
I'm seeing like the energy of cancer, like kind of like coming out of the shell. Don't be so shy. I'm feeling that kind of energy.
Okay.
No, I'm feeling the energy in the air. It doesn't mean that it's you or him. It's just the energy seems kind of very Kim to where it's just, it seems like very slow to me for some reason. But I do feel that things will get better, and I'm glad that you said that you did readings, because that's a big accomplishment. Once you start opening up, things will start coming. And then I'm being told, too, hello from heaven came up. The card came up. And then I got the presence of a grandfather coming through and telling me to tell you that everything will be okay. And to know that you are loved, even though you're going through these weird decisions. And then I'm being told you need to find your center. So you need to center yourself.
Uh-huh.
Once you center yourself, you're going to be able to start thinking better and analyze things better. Does that make sense?
Yeah. What do you see for Brian and I? So just let it go.
Okay, I'm being told, hold on and see what they tell me about if you should let go. Okay, I'm just being told let it take its course. Because if you, you can go, what you can do is talk to him, but if you don't want to be too pushy because you're going to push him away, I would say just maybe you can meet at a park and talk to him and see if he's willing to meet you. And so, you know, can we just talk if I need to see you? And I'm not trying to argue with you. I just want to know where we stand. Do I love you? And you just pour your feelings out. Now, if you feel like that's not a good idea, then just let it take its course and you should get results. I want to say probably, by the end of April, he should start coming around. And then about you, have you moved yet?
No.
No, you haven't, right? But you were thinking about it, right?
Yeah.
Well, for some reason, I don't know why I'm seeing that. I'm seeing New Jersey. Except I don't know where he's from.
He's Southern California. He's like an hour south of me.
Well, I don't know why I'm seeing New Jersey. There's something there. I don't know why. I'm seeing like, it must be for somebody else, but I keep seeing New Jersey.
Oh, hell no.
that's just weird. I would say just give it time. And just
he might
don't.
Be from New Jersey. You know, originally.
Who? Oh, okay,
Brian.
That makes sense. Okay, that makes sense. Oh, my God. Really?
3 minutes.
Okay, do you remember that? Do you remember that song by Brian McKnight, the one that says take the one step and then the two step song? Do you remember that song from Brian McKnight?
I'll Google it. I don't remember.
Google
right now.
It and it's called Take One, and it says take the steps. I don't know why he's coming through, but I'm being told with that song, listen to it, and that's what you need to do. Okay. Get back to me. If you have to even call back into the show, let me know if you heard the lyrics. And then just get back to me on that one. Okay?
Alrighty. Well, I got like 1 minute. When do you see me getting the job?
Getting the job.
Or unemployment.
Applying, right? You've been up.
2 minutes.
Yeah, you were applying. Okay, I want to say.
Huh?
I want to say June.
I'm not getting a job till June.
No. I'm saying unemployment.
I've already been waiting 7 weeks.
Well, then you know what? Call them. Call them.
Yeah, you can't. You can't. You can't.
Can you email them?
They just hang up on you.
Well, then email them. Look them up and email them and see what you can do. Because I do feel that you do need that extra income, so you need to do it. Because for some reason, I don't know why I'm seeing June. I guess it's because of the delay. Because I'm seeing a delay, so you might just call them. All this, try to find a way to get a hold of them. I don't care if they keep hanging up. Keep being persistent and call them.
They're too busy.
That's the only
one.
Like
a minute.
well, you
like the whole world can't get through.
Some,
you know what I'm saying? Nobody
yes,
can get
I know,
through.
I know what you. Well, then you need to figure out how to work around that, because I do feel that you will be getting an income, but you got to work to get it. It's not going to be easy, but you're going to need to call them to figure out what the hell is going on.
Okay.
Okay? I wish I could give you more advice, but I don't know how that damn unemployment works. I wouldn't be able to give you a definite because I don't know. I thought they would be answering because every other some places that you call, you do get at least a live person that you can talk to. But that's kind of weird how you say that you've been calling and it's just busy or they just keep hanging up.
Yeah.
Well,
I hear that
just
from
keep
everybody.
Calling.
Yeah.
I would say just keep calling. I don't give a crap if they keep hanging up. You need to call them. Somehow you got to get through. Okay?
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Holly. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know anything about unemployment, but that doesn't sound right for them not to answer. That's just weird. So.
Okay. Let's see where we are. Chrissy.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing fine. Hi. How can I help you today?
Yeah, I just have a lot going on everywhere. So I was just wondering what you see in general. Please.
Okay, so let's see. Hold on. Okay, so right now I do feel that the energy seems kind of just bouncy from one thing to another. It seems like there's always something going on. It's never ending. Even though I haven't flipped the cards yet, but I'm being told it seems like the Wheel of Fortune in my head. I don't know why, but I'm being told that there's a lot of stuff that needs to happen before it gets any better for you. And then I'm being told that the Nurture card came up, so you just need to nurture the situation. And then I'm being told reconciliation. Sorry, I can't even talk today. I'm being told that there's a lot of issues that you're just having a hard time dealing with. And it's kind of like you're isolating yourself. So you need to just try to get away from that. And then I'm seeing the Dream Talk card coming out too. So I'm being told that there's a lot of messages that you're getting that you need to pay attention to. And then I also say that there's something about the medical field. And then I got the child love came out. So there's a child around you, or the inner child is trying to give you some kind of inspiration to look beyond the problems that you're doing. Don't get discouraged or annoyed, because I just feel that that's what's going on. God came through, so I'm being told you need to find some inspiration, passion of things that you love. Don't let people take your joy. That's one thing that I'm also being told to tell you. The Fool card came out also, so I'm being told that just don't judge the book by its cover and do some research in what the issue that you're going through. And then I'm also getting the word inheritance. The inheritance card came out. So you're going to inherit something, even though things are tough, but things will change for you. I don't know if any of this makes sense, but I'm being told that it does. And then I'm being told forgiveness. Don't hold on to any resentment or any anger representing or any suffocation that your spiritual growth is going through. So you need to just forgive yourself in order to forgive others. So I'm being told that you need to work on yourself. Does anything resonate with you?
Yeah, it all does, actually. Unfortunately, yes.
Yes, it does? Okay, what is it? Okay. Are you kind of going through some kind of loss right now? Because the hello from heaven came up, so that means that either you're going through, a death or about to go through a death. So I kind of feel like it almost seems like you're grieving, but not like literally, but you're grieving of dealing with all this pain that you're dealing with.
Dealing with. There's a lot of pain just everywhere and from every which corner it seems like. And everybody's been asking for help and asking for guidance. I think maybe that's what it could be.
Yeah. I was going to ask you, with all this grieving kind of pain that you're going through, do you feel like everything's against you right now? Because that's what I'm hearing.
Yeah. Seems like I tried to do it just turned around to where it's like I don't know. It just doesn't seem normal.
You know what I hear too? With all this activity that you're getting, to me, it doesn't seem normal. I want to say that there is energy that's intended, not like anything evil, but I'm just saying that there is some energy, and I'm being told that maybe somebody's doing it subconsciously because they don't want you to achieve your goals. And right now, you can talk very vulnerable. And along with that, too, you need to find something to inspire you. If you have to even draw or just get things off your mind and just look for shows or things that have to deal with reconnecting, because I'm being told that you need to reconnect with Source, which meaning that you got to connect to God again, because in that part of you, you might not say it out on the surface, but your soul lost that faith of saying, you know what, I can't do this anymore. I'm just done. I'm just wanting to cry, because I feel like all these tears are just coming down, and all you're doing is holding that pain inside of you. And I'm being told that, and I've been told, because one of my friends told me this a long time ago, and I'm being told to tell you, if you have to be alone to let that pain out, if you have to go walking when there's nobody around, if you have to scream it, if you have to cry it out, you need to let all that pain out of your body, because that is kind of toxic, because that's giving you no hope. And there is a lot of hope. It's just that you just do need
more support. It keeps on coming like a water faucet.
Yeah, you need more support. You're not surrounded by the right people right now, and that's why everything is just, it seems like everything is against you. And you know what? I feel like I want to hug you right now, because I know that even though you're not crying right now, but your soul is crying to me. It's like, Chris, help me. You know, what can you do? Mm-hmm. And I'm being told just to find some inspiration. And I'm being told that there is going to be new changes for you, new beginnings. Hold on. Okay, I don't know why, but I keep seeing something about June. Things are going to start being on the flip side, because right now everything seems like against you, and I'm just going to pray for you that you, it almost seems like I said, it does feel like
three
a death, but it's
minutes.
Not like a person dying, but I do feel that you need to get out of this funk, because you need to get back into rhythm, and you need to find things that make you happy, that fulfill your fantasy, that fulfill your destiny. You need to come out of this discomfort or out of this sadness, because I feel like it's bringing you down, and that's not very healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
You're right.
And I do see something better for June, and I'm just going to send prayers to you, because I know that with all this COVID, it doesn't help, because a lot of people can't go out, and you feel like you're just isolating because you have to stay home. You can't go anywhere. So you need to just either go to the park or just try to get some air. Maybe that might help you. Hopefully that did help you, and I'm going to send you some prayers.
It does. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Anytime.
Thank you, Chrissy. Okay. Right, we will be taking some breaks a little later in the show there, ladies and gents. Okay, let's see where we're going. Wendy.
Hi. Yes, this is Wendy in California. Ken, I love that rock and roll music.
Yeah, I love that music too. That's one of my favorite songs. That's Riding the Wind. Such a beautiful song. And you know what actually it feels like? It feels like the energy of him playing that song, and see, I'm already getting chills, that all that, like that song was an inspiration for people, and to get rid of all that toxic wind, to get rid of anything that does not serve us, and for us to appraise and dream bold and start thinking positive. I know it's hard because of all the damn COVID, but we gotta look at least that we're alive, and just be grateful that you're living, and you give, God gives you another day of, to breathe. And that's how I look at it. Just be grateful that, you know, and
I
you
agree.
Know, just enjoy life.
I agree.
So,
okay,
but how can I?
Well, thank you.
Say it again?
I think you probably remember me. I'm the lady regarding the hearing aid issue that I've talked to you about before.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And the lady who's called herself a mentor hung up on me, and I feel like she was very rude. I haven't heard from the company, and regardless of whatever their decision is, I think that her behavior towards me was way out of line, especially
mm-hmm.
for somebody who has a disability with hearing. So, Chris,
yeah.
What do you think about me calling the company maybe next Tuesday, and then in a very quiet, business-like, polite way, ask to speak to a supervisor, and then after she gets my account in front of her, ask her quietly if she would consider pulling the phone call and listening to it and calling me back and advising me what her perception is regarding the behavior of that representative towards me and whether or not it was appropriate. It's really not about getting her in trouble, but I feel abused by her. Would that boomerang on me, or would the supervisor be supportive? What do you think?
Honestly, I would think the supervisor, if he doesn't do his job, then he'll go down with her, because I'm being told that if she's not careful, she's going to end up fired, and they're going to have to replace it. Because, I mean, you already paid for what you purchased.
Mm-hmm. And so regardless of the fact that her resolution is going to be of no help to me, it's her behavior towards me that I want them to look at. And I think that I'm an extremely kind person, Chris.
Yeah.
But I think the universe wants me to stand up for myself. And
yes, ma'am.
So when I speak to the supervisor on Tuesday, will the supervisor
yes.
receive me well, and will she support me or will the situation boomerang on me? I don't want to make the situation worse. Will it improve my situation?
Honestly, I do feel like it will. And then I'm being told the 10 of Wands is showing the medical field. So it's telling me that this is sad to say, but it seemed like those people that work, you know, because that is kind of medical, because it's dealing with, you know, hearing loss and stuff. So I do feel that, you know, I'm seeing angels around this situation to give you some healing, some kind of comfort in a way. But I do feel that there's a lot of things against you with you, but I do feel with other clients. But nobody else has came forward to speak up, because they feel like very dominating and very controlling, and and I don't mean this, I'm not telling you this, but I'm being told that this is what I'm getting from the people that are rude. They're telling me to tell the people with the clients that they're saying put up or shut up. It's what I'm being told, and this is nothing to do with the client. You know, with the clients, it's the workers that are there. I'm being told that they are not happy working there. Well, I got the situation. If you're not happy working there, then it's not your job. You don't belong in the medical field. I don't give a crap if you're in an office clinic or a hearing aid person. I don't care if you're not good, you're not a people person. I'm sorry, you do not belong there, because the customer is always right. And I've always been told that for many, many years, no matter what the situation is, you need to take care of the customer. I don't care if it's a refund or some kind of reimbursement, because that's not right. And I do feel
it's not right.
And I do feel that that they're not, you know what, it's weird that they're not productive. And, but this is what I'm being told to tell you, but there's no proof of it being done, because they're going to say, well, where are you getting this information? Well, I'm going to tell you what I heard. Some of those people are stealing their own merchandise. The people that are working there are stealing merchandise from the company, and the company does not know.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of giving the good merchandise to the clients, you're getting the shitty stuff, and they're just getting rid of them because they don't want to deal with you. So I would say call and talk to the highest supervisor and see what they can do for you, because you either need to get reimbursed plus to give you those
After I call and speak to the supervisor on Tuesday, will I feel happy that I called? Will I feel more supported? Will there be an option available to me that wasn't available before? Will she apologize to me for the behavior of that representative?
If it was recorded, yes, they will have to apologize, because that's reconciliation of the company, and that can make the company look bad. So I do feel that if they have it recorded, or if you have everything documented on the time that you called and all that stuff, I do feel that she's going to apologize, and she is going to take care of you. It might be a lot of paperwork.
Oh, she is
going to
take care of me. Okay.
Yeah.
Well.
It's going to be a lot. Yes.
Well, what I really would like is to be able to ship back to Ernie and get the style that works with me, and get a financial refund for the difference between the two styles. Will they do that, or would it be something else?
I do feel like it would be something else. They're going to reimburse you something, and then they'll take care of you. That's what I'm being told.
Okay.
So don't let
all
them
right.
just.
And also,
yeah.
Chris, something else came up with a major department store, and I spoke to Andrea, and when I spoke to her, she seemed very kind. She's going to call me back on the 13th.
Mm-hmm.
Will Andrea continue to support me? Was she being sincere?
Yes, ma'am. I do feel that she will.
Oh,
she will take care of you.
Oh, good. Okay. And I appreciate that. And
2 minutes.
So I'm hopeful. I felt so wounded emotionally when this thing happened last week.
Yes,
and I'm still
yeah.
getting over it. But I know our call's going to end soon. Will I be changing my primary care doctor soon, or stay with my same doctor for a while?
Honestly, I do feel like you're going to change to a primary doctor, because that doctor is either going to get promoted, or they're going to have somebody that's going to work, that's going to take his step, and he's going to be in management. So it might not happen right away, but I do feel, and I'm seeing a promotion for him or her, whoever it is. I'm seeing that there's going to be other people that are going to work under him. And then if there's a problem, then you talk to him, because he's going to be higher management.
I see. Yeah, it's a lady. Okay. Well, Chris.
1 minute.
I hope I feel better and that I get happier, and I want to heal from everything I've been through. So I think you're saying that I'll feel much better. And depending on the time I call, will be relative to which supervisor I get. I'm thinking of calling maybe around 12 noon. Would that be a good time to call on Tuesday?
Yes, as long as you know their schedule and when they're not busy, so she can take care of you. Because if you're calling during
well,
the time,
it'll be any
busy,
supervisor that's on duty. So
but
you call,
but just make sure that you get. Just make sure I'm being told to make sure that you get the name and you have paper beside you, because you're going to need that. So to get the supervisor's name, okay?
Oh yeah. I'll get that name and extension and but I think you're telling me that when the supervisor listens to the call and she calls me back, will she agree with me that the young woman's behavior towards me was way out of line?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. And if they're smart, they'll realize that the Department of Insurance could get involved and they would frown on this, and maybe the Department for Disability in the state of California. So I don't want it to go that far, but I feel like an apology is due from them.
Yeah.
But I think you're saying that it will be resolved and in my favor.
Yes, ma'am. That's exactly what I'm saying.
Okay. Well, Chris, you're very comforting to speak with, and I always appreciate you so much. And Ken, you're a rock and roll star.
I think he's gonna love that.
So, and I love rock and roll.
Okay. Right. So that's Wendy there. Okay. We're going to take a little break, ladies and gentlemen, because we're halfway through our current call queue, and we want to drum up some more lovely people, because we have an hour and 16 minutes left of this show to go. We want to try and finish on time, wherever possible. And we do occasionally go over, but okay. We had an email that I might you might be aware that our reader there, Tina Marie, is in the process of moving. Well, she's got a first view coming up on Tuesday, so everything crossed there for her that will go well. And of course, first view is not always the one that you want or the one that you take to, but I do feel that the first one will be the one out of the order, because you usually get three to go to, and I think the first one. But you've got to make your choice quick. Because it's on a bid-up system now that we have here in the UK. And if you don't make your choice quick, then you could lose that choice. Yeah. So we want Tina to get the one that she actually is going to be happy in, yeah? So everything for that, you know, so we wish Tina the very best for that, and she may be with us on Monday. We don't know yet. We're still looking out for that email. So we won't know till Monday evening.
Yeah.
Okay, 4 minutes long, that particular song. And we didn't get any more. Okay, it usually happens that we get some more callers during a music break. And that's why we take them, really, is to firstly give our readers a break. You know, secondly, it breaks up the show, of course. You know, it helps to keep the show going, because what we don't want is to be out of here after the next three calls. But we'll see how it goes. Sometimes we have to finish early because nobody's calling. It happens sometimes. Let's hope it doesn't happen this evening. Okay, then. All right. We'll see what happens. All right, now then. It's line two. We said that we had three more callers. One of them must have disappeared during that music, because we now only have two callers. Okay. All right, let's see where we're going then. Kerry.
Yep.
Hello. Chris, how are you?
Fine. I've been doing a lot better, and I'm in high spirits as always. So I'm feeling good today.
That is good.
I know. I love your song. I love it. So
yes.
How can I help you today? Do you?
Oh, that's okay. So you know that I'm empathic. So today, actually yesterday, so as you know, I'm planning to move. So
mm-hmm.
Then I see the month February flash in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to figure out, even if I were to get this apartment that I really want, do they want me
mm-hmm.
to wait to do the move until February, regardless of the point?
Honestly? They want you to know, correct? Is that the correct answer? Is that the correct that you want to know? Because I don't want to give you, because I want to make sure I got the question right. You're asking if the people want you to move. Is that correct?
Yeah, okay. So the thing is this. So being that I'm empathic, so yesterday, normally I pick up energy of the future sometimes through conversation with people or just the scenario of what's going on. So it's the guide.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to
mm-hmm.
move. So the month of February flashed in front of me. Okay? It just said February. So
mm-hmm.
the question is, even if I find the apartment that I want, do they want me to move in right away or wait until February to do the, like, don't rush to do the move, but just wait until February?
Honestly, if you have the money, is what I'm being told, I would say try to gather as much as you can For some reason, you got February, and I'm not saying that it's wrong, but I'm being told that you have intuitive nudges. The card came out, and I'm being told just the first two cards was listen, and if you listen, you're going to be able to know that pay attention to what you're being told, okay? And be aware, profound, your gifts are growing. So I'm being told to tell you, okay, hold on. Is it okay if she moves now? Okay, I'm being told it's okay to move now if you want, so you can be situated. You said February, but there must be time that you can do either one, and I do feel that if you move, either they're waiting for you to move or you're just waiting for February to come. So either which way you do it, you're going to be around that time. So it's going to be close to the end of the year. And for some reason, I actually got January. So I'm thinking probably December.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been told that probably in December it's going to be when you're going to start packing and stuff like that. But unless if they call you and they say, well, we want you to move early, as long as you're situated and you're pretty well financed, then they don't be surprised if they call you, if they call you early, because I'm being told that you have a good record. So I'm being told that if you're a good customer, they might even have you by the middle of the year, which would be probably, I'm hearing August, September would be the earliest if everything's okay. But if they call, if they don't do that, then I would say just wait. If you can hold it out and have gather up your money, I would say wait.
Okay. All right. That's okay. So you're saying to wait. I guess that's what they're telling me. Okay. So I will wait.
Mm-hmm.
I will just wait because I was going to, yeah. Okay. I'm just going to wait for the whole, I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait right now.
Yeah, because I was going to ask you, were you thinking about moving earlier than that?
The thing is, just in case if the place comes available earlier, I was just going to still buy it, but not move until
uh-huh.
later, because I have some legal things that I have to clear up, and it's out of state, so I just don't feel like going back and forth.
Yeah.
So
then that answers your question, because if you have legal matters or other legal stuff and you come back and forth, that's a lot of wear and tear on your vehicle. So yes, I'm being told that's validation for what I told you, and then there's validation on what your guides are telling you. So I was right about the same thing you got. I got January, but you got February. But when you told me that, I was getting December, and I was thinking, why am I getting December? And they said, she's going to be packing in December and going in January. So it's going to be very close. So I would say don't do it, because then you're going to be having to, like you said, travel back and forth. And I wouldn't do it if you're having a lot of legal matters or personal
mm-hmm.
issues. I would just wait.
Okay.
So listen to your guide.
That's what I do.
Okay? Listen to
okay.
Just listen to your.
All right. So that's what I'll do. I'll just wait. Because I have
yes,
legal
ma'am.
Matters going on right now. It's going to take a while. It's going to take a while for everything to clear up.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, so just be careful. It was nice talking to you. I know, I think your friend requested me on Facebook, but I know we'll be talking about other stuff, because I know you said that you messaged me on Messenger. You texted me and you said that you needed to talk to me, but we'll arrange that another time about something else, but go definitely
yes,
keep in
I
touch
do.
And you
uh-huh.
take care.
Okay, I will. So I'll just wait it out. I'll probably do a private reading with you. Give me another 2 weeks, okay? Another week or two, definitely. Then I'll tell you exactly what's going on. So,
yeah.
But right now, I'm just going to wait. Okay. Okay, bye. Thank
okay.
you so much. You're the best.
Bye. You're welcome.
Yay, thank you, Kerry. Okay. Right, now, we're just about coming up to the top of the first hour. And we've got one caller left.
Yeah.
In the call queue at the moment. Yes, Carol, yes.
What's the man you like doing now?
I don't know. I'm just about to take a call to you. Okay.
Brendan?
Right, sorry about that.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, who am I speaking to?
This is Queen. How are you today?
Hey, hi. How you been?
I've been fabulous. Getting better and better.
You know what I see with you, girl? I see your vibration so high. You have a golden white aura right now around you. And then as far as like healing and readings and everything that you're doing, I see purple. So I'm being told that your crown chakra and your root chakra, like around your body, is purple. So I'm being told that you have a lot of royalty around you right now. Your vibration is very high. It's being told indigo energy. So you're picking up a lot of psychic impressions. Your vibration is so high. It's crazy. And I'm just going to say, as a psychic and as a mentor and as a friend, as a student, I'm just going to say I'm very proud of you because your vibration is so high. You're very energetic. You have this this attitude of, I don't let anything get in my way or stand in my way, and if it does, I take care of it. So you have this very, very protective energy to you. And you take everything as signs. Your guides are being told that they're giving you a pat on the back. You have found you're centered. You're very well centered. What else? Before, you know, all this stuff, before you met everybody, you were vulnerable, but now your energy has shifted. you're going to be doing a lot of dream work. You're actually going to be going through a trance and doing almost like trance healing, or people that you're going to be helping, you're going to be helping them through trance work, which is, because there's different types of trance. You can do a trance medium, or you can do trance healing by hypnotizing people and helping them. And it's weird because I do see, you know, I know you're in the spiritual realm and you're all into spiritual stuff, but I actually can see you as a, I don't know if it's what I would call it, like a trans psychiatrist or a person that would be, if you were in the field of a psychiatrist, I do feel that you've been good with being in an office too, that you have this way with your hands and your energy is just, it's beautiful. I love it.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I do appreciate that. It touches my heart to hear that. It has been said to me before, the word trance has come up. And I just wanted you to know that I did do the altar for ML, and I just poured some more alcohol on in there. I had some 100-proof, or I have some 100-proof alcohol. A bootlegger made it. I mean, I've had this for years, and I hardly ever used it, but I gave her some. She drank up the first so fast. It went so fast. But when I knew I was going to speak to you, I said, let me put some more in there for her, and
you
did it for her.
You know what? It's weird. I was being told that she was thirsty, and she said for me to tell you, thank you. Thank you very much. She said that he was very thirsty, so she did absorb all that energy. So, in other words, when you give her energy, she gives you back. And I'm being told she gives you back tenfold. So everything that you're doing, you're going to get 10 times more than what you're doing. I don't know why I'm seeing this, but has rose petals came to you lately? Like rose petals in your head?
I have rose petals. I have a lot of dried rose petals, and I will have some fresh ones growing in my garden soon. So,
Okay,
what am I supposed to do?
I'm being told that that's an other offering, rose petals. She loves rose petals coming from you. I mean, because she has different people that she mentors, but sometimes depending on how they connect with her, she wants different things from different people. Not everyone is going to connect with her in the same level. Like with you might be rose petals. Somebody else, she might want tequila or liquor or something that she tells them telepathically. But with you, she's very protective. You're very ancestry, so she wants you to get very in tune with your root work, is what I'm being told. So she sees your root work, and she says that you're doing a very good job with that. Another thing I'm seeing, have you been doing bone divination?
No.
Okay, I don't know why I'm seeing bone divination. That must be something deeper within root reading, but that could be there, but I'm being told that she likes rose petals. And then if you don't have enough, and I wouldn't say don't put them there right away. If you have rose incense, you can burn that around the altar, and that's like telling her thank you for all the petitions that you've been asking for and what you've been receiving from her. That's like telling her thank you, and she's going to be doing a lot of protection around you, and she takes you very seriously. So I'm being told that if somebody is there to hurt you, I feel sorry for them, because she's not one to be reckoned with. She was very strong in life, but she's stronger in death. So if she knows that somebody's trying to hurt her children, she takes care of that. She literally takes care of that. She does not like anybody messing with her immediate family. And you're in that category. So just know that you're doing a very good job. I'm being told that that your conquest of prayers are working. I'm being told also too, sometimes if you feel like somebody might be doing some negative intent, or just do reversal candles, just to reflect anything that might be coming towards you. But other than that, you're very well off right now. You're growing, and a lot of people are coming to you. And that's pretty much it. I don't see anything that you need to be concerned about at the moment. Unless if you have a question, as far as like your gifts and stuff, I see it like you're very, very high right now. So.
3
I accept
minutes.
That. I won't, I won't say anything else, I don't think, except that I did, when I set the altar up, I also set it up with you, for you as well, put your energy into it. So I just wanted you to know that. So I dare say much of what she said for me, she said for you as well. And I put the hair tie in.
Well, that's easy. Well, you know what's funny? I've been feeling her presence a lot. Like I'll look somewhere, and I can hear like a giggle. So that's validation for you that whatever you're doing for her to protect me, because I'm one of her children too. I just want to say thank you. I appreciate that request. And like I said, she does protect her children. And I do feel her around. So that's funny that you said that, because she's been coming in very strong with me lately. So on your end, I just want to tell you that you got the validation. I just want to know that whatever she told you, it is working, because my energy is high too. And lately, she has removed obstacles and things that have not served me. And she keeps me very positive. So when I start feeling down, that's when she comes through. Like when I start getting a little depressed or lonely, she comes in and she says, "Why are you worried? Why are you depressed? You're loved. Don't forget that." And that's what I'm being told to tell you. Whenever you're feeling down, just know that you are loved by all divine source, even her. So just whenever you feel down, just pray and say, "Can you just take this pain and this sadness away?" And she'll do it. Okay.
I accept that.
It's not that you're
One more thing about the bones. In my book, I haven't written it yet, but I'm going to speak about bones in terms a component of it, the Native Americans and how they took the bones and used the chicken bones and the turkey bones and used pots of them to make buttons, sewing needles, et cetera, et cetera. So maybe not bone reading in that way, not yet, but I am dealing with the bones. So you got that right. Thank you so much. I appreciate you very much.
Yeah, well, and that only tells me that everything that she's doing for me, I'm right where I'm supposed to be. I'm here on every show for a specific purpose. Teaching, it comes in all different forms. It doesn't always have to be readings. I've been on other shows where I just do lectures. So everything is in divine time, so everything has its time and purpose. So just know that you were meant to call. You were meant to give me the information, and I was meant to give you validation on that and other things that you're doing. So I'm being told that you're on the right path, and I'm being told that she's very proud of you.
Thank you so much. Namaste.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. So what we're going to do then is take another little break, little piece of music, and hopefully we'll be able to drum up some more lovely callers. 50 minutes on the clock. Now, what I was going to say before we took Queen's reading is that we were going to actually finish the show after Queen if nobody called. Nobody had. So let's see what this does. If after this piece of music I have to play another one, then we will definitely go early, because I think the world is in awe of something this evening, you know, and there's been a lot of strange happenings today. So let's see what we've got for you. Okay, I think we'll have this one by now. Okay. We do have a caller. Wonderful. Okay, so we can carry on now. We're going to bring Chris back online, and we have Carolyn.
Hi.
Hi,
John.
Hi.
Good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. I'm just, you know, inspiring people, and it's been just crazy. But it's been kind of just amazing, you know, when I can, you know, help people and give people guidance. But you know what? Right now, my vibration is so high. I almost feel like I can hear gospel music, and I would literally cry because I just feel that we all need to come as a family, to come together and just don't take life for granted because it can be taken away. You spend time with your family for anything that you've done. You, as long as you apologize, like I've done a lot of, you know, things that people have blamed me for, but I apologize so I don't have that guilt on my conscience anymore, so, you know, and stuff like that. So the things that you know when you're wrong, you apologize, and for the things that you don't, you know, that you're not wrong, you know, they have to apologize. So just keep your spirits up, and hopefully, you know, we all get through this time of pandemic and all these shootings, and I feel sorry for all the people that, you know, that lose all these people that are doing crazy stuff or, you know, just going to a building and shooting somebody for no damn reason. I don't know. It's just sad. But enough about that. But I just have to say that because it's just being on a high vibration. Keep yourself very high as much as you can. So
that's good.
So how can I help you today? Do you have any questions, or do you just
yeah,
want to tell
I do.
Me what
I
see?
I do. I do. My business life seems to be picking up. My social life is, you know, it's fine. I'm not. It's okay. I'm not feeling like it's horrible or anything like that. You know, it's fairly active, and you know, so I'm very busy. I'm a very busy person. There is one person though. There is one person that I would love to talk to again, and I'm just wondering if you see that coming in. We were talking. We were spending time together.
Honestly, I do see you talking, but I do see it's going to take some dedication and time and the effort. As far as the business, I see magical manifestation energy around your about your business, so it's a lot of positive energy. I'm being told that a lot of that energy can be used for your personal life too. I'm being told that you are very busy doing a lot of projects, and then I'm seeing art because I'm showing the artistic cards. So I'm being told that that you're just keeping yourself busy and occupied. But I'm being told with the Five of Wands with challenge card came out. So I'm being told there's going to be a lot of challenges. But I'm being told that the outcome is going to be hard work, but I'm being told that it's not something that you cannot get rid of. And then it's funny because I just flipped the Oracle cards and it says the Father's Love card came up. I'm being told that the Father's Love is one of the strongest bonds of us will ever experience. So I'm being told that your father or a person that was around you is very protective, and being told that they're bringing this person that you want to talk to, and they're talking to their loved ones on the other side and having like conversation, you know, like when you do gatherings, his family on the other side and your family are talking, so they're becoming friends.
Yeah, let me give you his name so we know we're talking about the right person. His name is Aaron.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I just, I don't know, I just really miss talking to him. And I miss, you know, there was kind of a little bit of a misunderstanding. It wasn't angry. It was just a misunderstanding. And so, you know, I just miss talking to him, and I am hoping, but you see him contacting me, right?
I just know that it will. It might take a little some time, but he will call you within a couple of weeks is what I got. And I'm being told just ask and ask your angels and angel spiritual helpers to help you to get that part of your life situated. And I'm being told for your loved ones are very proud of you on the other side. And I'm being told all you do is just ask. And you shall receive, but you be very persistent on how you ask on what you want. And as far as that goes, I just see that everything else is increasing. Things are getting better for you. Business is kind of just, like, really busy. So I just feel that your phone's going to be ringing off the hook. I just feel like it's nonstop. And there was a lot of, I'm being told the Nine of Swords came out, so there was a lot of negative energy around you. Like there were times where you just couldn't sleep because you had too much on your mind.
Oh, yeah.
I guess your worries, your worries and all your things that you fear of, all that has been removed because I'm being told that a lot on the other side are helping you to remove any obstacles or any negative energy that's been directed towards you. So I do see that things will be back to normal is what I would somewhat call it, because not everything's back to normal, normal because of COVID, but it's been normal enough just for you to, you know, at least socialize with the one that you love and just know that your family does love you on the other side. but just be very optimistic. Don't think anything negative and just know that he will come, but it's going to take some time. But I do see that it will start working out. It's just that don't rush it and don't do anything to pressure him.
No, God, no. No, I'm not even.
Three.
I'm not touching that with a 10-foot pole. I'm letting that individual pick up the phone and call me. Why is it taking so much time on his part? Why? I mean, I did say some stuff. But it wasn't rude. I just feel like
he got cold feet. I do have a lot of his fears, his doubts. Reconciliation. Can't even talk today. A lot of his past issues you have to work with. That's nothing towards you. It's just that what's taking so long is that he needs to let go of his fears. And finally know that somebody does love him. Because I just feel that he thinks all the people are the same. But his spirit and his loved ones are telling him, no, that's not true. And that there is somebody out there for everyone. So that's what's taking it so long. It's not on your end. I just think he has also a lot of ego and a lot of pride in him. So that's kind of like a little bit of a delay. And that's basically it, but I'm being told if you want to bring more energy into it, I mean, not to call, for you to call him, but just put some, okay, that's weird. You can sprinkle some rose petals by the end of your bed, and then if you have some rose incense, burn some of that to bring that love closer to you and to clear his mind. And if you have incense or lavender, to give some peace of mind, so the situation can work a little bit more faster, and you should get results probably sooner than what you realize. All you're going to do is put that intention out there.
I'm not sure it's love. I don't even know what love is. I really don't. I left a 20-year relationship. I know I love my grandson. As far as, you know, guys, I'm not sure what, you know, I miss talking to him and I wanted to explain the misunderstanding. But, you know, I may not even explain it, you know, if it doesn't feel right to explain, because I don't want to drudge up negativity. And I miss talking to him, that's all, you know. But I am, I'm very socially active. I mean, I've got dates, I've gotten going out, you know, that kind of crap. So it's not,
yeah.
you know, not like I'm not doing anything. And,
I
like the business side of
for you. Yeah, and you can use some of that energy to manifest, you know, if, even if it's not love, it's just companionship. You know, that's okay because some people are just, you know, not meant to be, like, married or like, get engaged. Some of them are here just for companionship, you know.
Well,
and
you
that's
know, if the right
love,
one came,
maybe,
yeah, if the right person came along, I wouldn't turn it down. I just know right now I'm not thinking in those terms, so. You know, I have a lot of things I need to settle in the business side of things and stuff like that. But I so appreciate you, Chris, and thank you. And thank you, Ken. Thank you.
Thank you, and thank you for having a safe weekend.
Thank you.
Thanks, Carolyn.
You're welcome.
Thanks. Right. Chris, I don't know whether to call it a night because we've got 30 minutes on the clock and it's been a very slow call queue. Carolyn being our last call there at the moment. So I think we're going to wind it up there for this show, Chris, yeah?
And thank you, Kim, for having me on as always. And it's always a privilege to do so every Friday, you and I. A lot of people don't see that we're here to help. But just know that we have a reason to be here. And just know that a lot of us go out of our way to help y'all. And just know that we do have lives too, but we do have, you know, our calling to do. And when we do our time, when we do that spare time, just know that we're here to help you whenever you need us. We're always here. If we're not on the radio show or no matter what we're doing, we're always doing something. So I just have to say that to all the listeners, that I love y'all, and to say thank you for calling Ken Show and for Ken always giving me an opportunity as always every Friday. So thank you.
It works every time, doesn't it? Because just as we said we were going, somebody decides to call. So if the music don't work, then the saying we're going does it. Okay, so we'll carry on. We're happy to carry on. Bless. Okay. Right. Area 323.
Who am I speaking to?
April.
What's up, girl?
Hey. I had been trying to call. I love your reading. You're really good.
I appreciate that. So do you have any questions or you just want me to tell you what I see for you, or just if I see something that I can't say, I won't say it on the air. But if it's like basic stuff, I will let you know, okay? So let's see what we got for you. I remember what you said the last time.
Yes.
Hold on. Let's see. I just wanted to let you know before I'm shuffling the cards, I'm being told that things do change as the energy does and the intent out there. I'm being told right now that the Fool card came out, so I'm being told everything's just not as it appears. There's something a little bit off about the situation or just about him. His mind is not in the right state of mind.
Mm-hmm.
He does love you spiritually, like on the other side, but as far as the physical realm, I do feel that there is something that is blocking him from giving you that time. It's weird because it's weird. And you know me, Ava, I don't hold anything back, but I'm showing the High Priestess card, and I already know you know this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm not going to hold anything. I never did, and I'm not going anytime now. I do see another woman, but this little woman is doing some work on him. That's
I knew that.
Short, and that's why she's that's why he's going her way. So in other words, what I'm seeing in my head, I'm seeing, and it's weird because I'm actually seeing this in my head, I'm seeing bending over oil. So in other words, everything that she does, he kisses the ground that she walks on. Okay? I'm just going to tell you flat out like that. Everything everything that he's doing, he's kissing the ground that she walks on. Not literally, but so to speak, spiritually. She has this kind of a manipulation of more of controlling him, like he's a doll. And I would not be surprised if there is some kind of a doll on him, or because I'm seeing like a doll, and I want to say it's yellow. I'm seeing yellow because yellow's for controlling. Yellow's for prosperity, but in this case, she's using the colors, I guess, with her belief system. She's doing it to try to control him and just throw him off his game. And I'm being told that if he's not careful, she's gonna clean him out. I mean, that's where you come back, and you got to clean up all that damn mess. So
yeah, that's what I'm afraid of. That's gonna happen.
Go ahead.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
I'm just afraid that I think he's using her to a little capacity. But yes, I do. I did realize when he changed his whole person doing the stuff I used to do, you know what I do. I was very aware after a while that, yes, he definitely had a spell on him. He wasn't even in his – it was like he wasn't there anymore. And that she eventually is going to get tired of him and the obsession, and then he's going to come back to me like, oh, gosh, what did I do? Like, you know.
Yeah, and it's weird because I'm seeing that she's doing a lot of stuff, but I can't say – one of the things she's doing because it's kind of like not right. It's not the time for me to tell you. I think you already know, but I can't say it on the air. I do see that it will get fixed. But the thing is that he's always going to have something over him, and it seems like a cloud over him because it seems like he's not there. Like it's almost like he's another person. Like he's got this. Not just a cloud, but his soul, it's not who he is. It's like he lost himself. Once he started going with her, it's just like, and it's weird because I'm seeing a lot of to where she's just, it's not right. And I'm being told that even though I know that this is a hassle, and I know that in a way you're kind of like giving up hope. But I mean, don't give up because you're strong. You're strong. And I know that this is frustrating because you shouldn't have to fight for a man. A man should love you for who you are.
Yes.
But I'm being told that she says, if you're going to fight for him, let's bring it on. You know, and she's not going to be in person that's just easily going to let go. And I'm being told that you know who this girl is.
Yeah, I do.
I don't know why I'm being told that, but you do know her.
I do. Not personally, but I know
and, and she does monitor what you post. So I'm being told that be aware she does see your social media. And for some reason, okay, that's crazy. I'm actually seeing this. I'm seeing Instagram.
Yeah, Instagram. I don't know if she's a follower of mine. Because I get so many followers, I don't have a private Instagram account anymore.
Well, it might be somebody that's
going to
a
different
name. I did
block her,
though.
It has to be because I blocked her from both.
Okay, well then, just keep an eye on your friend request. Because she might make a fake profile just to monitor you. So I would say just be really careful with your friend requests. And speaking of that, I've been monitoring my Facebook, and my Facebook has been getting a lot of friend requests because of all these shows that I'm doing, so I'm very, very careful who I accept and who, you know, I'm just very careful now. I'm being told to keep your circle small, don't expand it more than what it is, close, and your enemies close.
Yeah.
So just, I'm being told that, okay? And hopefully this does make sense. And just know
it
that
does.
I do feel that you can. And just know that you will get through it. I know it's hard, but I feel like even though you're not showing it, but empathically, you're in tears. Your soul's crying because you're just like, why should I have to fight for him? He you should love me for me. I shouldn't have to go through this and clean up his mess. But he doesn't see that. And this is what the sad part is. If he does not come back, which I doubt that, but if he does not come back and she got him, like, wrapped around the finger, do you want me to tell you what I see?
Yeah.
If he stays around her, I see prison time for him.
You know what? And he's in Texas, so I know that he's not coming back. Like, I don't see him coming back. I mean, our kids are involved in this. Our kids are supposed to go with him to Texas. I just don't want my kids around her because I just know that she has some kind of evil spirit on her. And it wouldn't be healthy for them. And as you say that you see him going to prison, I'm not playing with you. Like the other day, I just had a dreadful feeling about him. And I said, gosh, I have a feeling he's going to get caught. He's going to get pulled over by the cops. Something is going to happen down there in Texas with him. And some of those parts of Texas, you know, she's not to bring race into it because I'm a very mixed person. And I do, you know, I do have, I'm mostly Nigerian, you know, Scottish-Irish Welsh and a whole bunch of other things. But she is Caucasian, he's African-American. And in that area, that even that relationship is not really acceptable. There's a lot of stuff going down there. That's not good. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I was going to ask you, does she have kids? Because I see very young kids around her. I want to say, I want to say like 9. I'm seeing like a 9 and 6-year-old.
Yes, she has, I think my husband says she has 1 kid, but she also has foster kids. I believe she has 2 or 3.
One. Something that we've seen. Yeah, but I know we need to talk about this later because this is getting interesting, very interesting. We do need to talk.
Yeah, because I want to know, is he going to wake up? Because I can't, he's too close to me for me to even, to, you know, banish her spell. I can't
being told that's
use
not
my
true.
Workings on him.
I'm being told that's not true. You want to know why? Because he's distanced from you. So you can use that to your advantage. It might be a little bit more hard work to do the spell, but since he's been distanced and not talking to you, you do have that little free space of doing some kind of magic, but it might not be as effective as it was before. I'm just being told that you're going to have to put a lot of intent in it for it to really give a big bombshell for it to come out. But we can talk about that later.
Okay.
And if you want to talk, we will talk about it later because I do feel like I do need to talk to you about that. That's not right.
Yeah, we definitely will. I definitely will. So I plan on, I know you might be exhausted tonight, time tonight. I know I said tomorrow, maybe we can do the reading tonight. But it's up to you because I know it takes a lot of energy out of you to do these readings.
Okay, but we'll talk later, and hopefully I'll put some prayers to you, and hopefully things come better for you.
Thank you so much. Love you so much, Chris.
Thank you for calling, April. Thanks, Nia.
Yes, no problem.
Right, so we've got time for one more call, ladies and gents. If you're out there and you are listening, call now. If not, forever hold your peace. Because we're going to play a piece of music now in the Hopa. So if you're out there, call now. If not, then we'll be disappearing after this piece of music.
I don't know if it's real.
Okay, all right then. So nobody's called during that piece of music. We're going to wind this show up, ladies and gentlemen. We may be with you on Tuesday of this week with Bryn there. So look out for that one. Monday we're not certain of as yet because I know that Tina is in the process of moving there at the moment. So we're keeping our ears open for that. And I know that Tina has a house to view there on Tuesday, so may not be with us this week at all. We don't have a show for you tomorrow or Sunday this week because we can't get nobody for a Saturday. That's one excuse. Our lady that joins us on Sundays cannot do it this week until the following week. So that leaves that one out. And then, so far as I know, we have Bryn there on Tuesday. And then we skip straight through to Friday again because we don't have a 30 person at the moment. So just look out for the shows. The ones we have are the ones that are live. The ones we don't have, you don't need to tune in to, do you? Because we aren't here. Okay. Right, that's it then. We're going to wind it up. Play out with a little something.
But how can life ever broadcasting live online across the internet. This is Psychic Choice Radio.